podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So I got a buddy of mine who's a professional speaker. He's one of those, he's a humorous speaker. Do you know about those?
That's, are they funny?
It's like a bone?
Yeah, they get asked to do
like, I'm one too.
Conferences and...
It wasn't that funny.
It took a second.
Anyway, the point is he's a single guy. He's divorced, actually. So here's the story, and you tell me, because there were a couple of us who talked about this with no solution, let's say. So he's known this woman for, I don't know, a couple of months. They know each other, and it's one of those things where they kind of flirt with each other a little bit.
Oh, that's all fun. Right.
It is. And so he kind of knows that there's an attraction there. He asked her out one time, officially on a date for dinner, and she already had plans, but she said, please, a rain check, please. So she's interested, right? So she just texted him and said she has two tickets to San Francisco for the weekend after next. Some prize that she won at her office, which is a getaway to San Francisco. And so she said, hey, you want to go?
To San Francisco?
The Rice-A-Roni treat.
So the question is, can you say yes to that? Can a first date be a flyaway to another city?
Wow, that's pretty. That's like jumping right into the deep end, huh?
Yeah. And before you say, well, they can get together, they cannot get together between now and then.
But it's a free trip.
It's a free trip to San Francisco.
Whoa.
Where are they going to sleep? Is it two queen size beds in the room or is it separate rooms?
Is it like one of those little boutique hotels where there's not room for two beds?
Well, even if the sleeping accommodations met with your approval, Emily.
Uh-huh.
Even if they did, and I don't know, he doesn't know, because what he did not want to do, because a lot of us said something about that, and his response is, oh, right, like I text back when she invites me, and my first thing to text back is, what are the sleeping arrangements? Right. He's like, talk about a buzzkill. Mm-hmm. He says, you can't do that.
Golly. I love that this woman had the cojones to ask this guy out to San Francisco for technically their first date.
I'd say she one-upped him because he asked her out
to
dinner. And she came back with, how about a trip to San Francisco?
Right, I'll see your puny dinner and I'll raise
you. But don't you think that's interesting? Can your first date be a flyaway trip?
Mm-hmm. It would be quite a story if this was their first date and they hit it off great and years down the road they're married, and what a great story to start with, you know?
Or it could be that if a first date is not going well,
and you're stuck.
You're able to leave right after an hour or two and come up with some sort of excuse. You can't really come up with an excuse out in San Francisco to rush out to the airport and fly back.
Suck it up.
But
Gina.
And this is so romantic comedy. Like, is your friend Ben Affleck and is the girl Jennifer Aniston?
And they're riding trolley cars. You know,
there's a soundtrack by Sarah Bareilles in the background playing.
I've never met her, but I mean, he's a swell guy. He's a nice guy.
Oh,
I say you go for
it. Dang. You know, John, you say it in the beginning of a relationship, a couple should go on a trip to find out if they're compatible.
No, early in a relationship, at the start of a relationship.
Gentleman Caller and I, over 4 years together, we have not been on a trip, just him and I, just for us. So this just blows my mind on date number one that they're going out by themselves on a trip.
I'm recommending a five call says it all. How about
Let's
you guys?
Get it on.
303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. For the time being, he has put her off in a nice way, saying he's got to check his schedule.
Sure.
He's got, I'll get right back to you, but he's got to get back to her today. We have one line that popped open at 303-631-1649 if you want to sound off. Here's Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So is the answer yes? Does he go or no?
Heck yes, he should go.
Heck yes. Why?
Because even if it doesn't work out, it would be an amazing story.
Yeah.
Like, even if they end up hating each other, it would still be a great thing to be like, oh my gosh, this one time I went on a date with a chick. First date, flew to San Francisco.
That is a pretty good story.
You know, and on this show, Chris, we are all about the story. So
exactly.
Good for you. Thanks for being on the show.
All right, thank you.
See you later. All right.
Just one time.
Good seafood chowder in San Francisco, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ride the cable car, maybe, right? Go to Alcatraz.
The Ghirardelli Factory.
Mariah, good morning.
Good morning.
So is Brian going or not?
I think he should go. Mm-hmm. I did this. I went on a retreat with a guy that I've been talking to for a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Africa, which is crazier than San Francisco.
That's big time.
So your first date was a trip to Africa.
Yes. We didn't work out for different reasons, but the trip was amazing and the relationship was a lot of fun.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What were your sleeping arrangements?
We had different sleeping arrangements. I slept in a completely different hotel room than him because that was my preference.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
Very good. Well, listen, thanks for calling in, okay?
Thank you.
See you later. Bye-bye.
That's huge there.
Africa. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me on. I like the show.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. So what's Brian going to do?
I can't believe the guy's even questioning this. You're always put on the spot to have to make arrangements for the first date and everything. And for once in his life to have a girl that he likes asking him to go on this trip, I can't believe there's even a question. It's just, yeah, just go. And the sleeping arrangements, don't even bring it up. It's up to her. You know, I'm pretty sure, you know, if she's probably going to set something up to have separate sleeping arrangements, but why even bother bringing it up? Just absolutely go. You would regret it for the rest of your life if you didn't.
Well,
and even if it goes horribly wrong, you know what? It was a once in a lifetime thing.
I'm glad you called it. I'm glad you're passionate about this.
So passionate.
Go, John, go. Have a great day, buddy.
If your buddy doesn't go, I'll go.
Thank you for being on
yeah, he'll
the
go
show.
With her.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Here's another guy's perspective. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how we doing?
We're all great. So so far, the vote is 3-0 in favor of go. This isn't even a question for our listeners.
No, I don't think it's a question at all. Go. I'm with everybody else. You know, it's... he's thinking about it too much. Just go, man. You know?
It could be so romantic.
Right. He is kind of being a girl and overanalyzing it, maybe. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Well, but in a way, Ben, don't you kind of see why he has hesitation? Because it's not so much, like, trust me, personally, the idea to him of spending a weekend in a hotel room in San Francisco with this woman is extremely appealing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's a little concerned about how it looks to everybody else.
Who cares?
Well,
who cares about everybody else, man?
Well,
do what makes you happy. It's not like it's a girl he met at a bar or something. They've been talking for months.
Well, what if it was a girl that he met at a bar?
Right.
Well, I mean, they've been talking for months, though. I'm talking about it's not the first night that they've met that this has happened.
Right. They kind of know each other.
I get it.
I'd be more concerned if they have to share a hotel room and he's got to poop really, really bad.
Yeah, thank you, Jeremy,
See?
For saying yes, that.
Yes, that's where my mind went. Who cares about sleeping? You guys are...
You got to go down to the lobby.
He's going to the lobby
yeah,
the entire trip.
Ben, thanks for being on the show.
Oh,
all right, thanks.
Watch out, people of San Francisco.
Bad clam chowder. Oh, Fisherman's Wharf.
Oh, trolley made me sick.
Excuse me.
Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
All right, is it going to be unanimous?
It is. I say go.
Wow.
Absolutely go.
I'm just a little surprised there's not one person who's called in to say, this is questionable. Don't do this.
That's because we're
Nobody.
All awesome.
What's your basis for saying go, Amanda?
Well, some personal experience. I actually met this guy my last night of spring break. And the next time we saw each other, he said, hey, I'd like someone to be my date, you, for my uncle's wedding. So the very second time I met him, I flew to Boston, and so I not only flew away for the first date, but then I also met his entire family. So that was pretty crazy. But
how'd that work out for you?
Well, we just celebrated our 15-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, so yeah!
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Aniston do get together in the end.
Oh, Amanda. All right. Hey, listen, congrats to you, and thanks for being on the show.
You bet. Thank you.
Have a fun Bye. Monday. Appreciate it. Guys, it was 5-0 in favor of go. What do you say, Emily?
Heck to the yes.
Jeremy?
Yeah, go for it, buddy.
I'm saying the same. Look at
that.
Yeah,
go have fun.
So there's nobody in Denver who thinks he shouldn't go.
Well, I guess not.
They're all asleep right now.
All right. There you go, Brian. I know you're listening. Call her now and make the plan.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.